Sweets, the makers of Coolmins, present the new youth show, Under 21.
In presenting this, the first edition of Under 21, Griffith Sweets, the makers of Coolmins, feel that here is a program that will prove of benefit to young and old alike. One that will appeal to you, no matter what walk of life you follow. So it is, too, with Coolmints, the friendly sweets of universal appeal. Once you've tasted Coolmints, you'll agree that here's a sweet with that certain something to please everybody. The secret, of course, is in the perfect blending of nougat and peppermint, crisp and crunchy enough to appeal to young folk, tangy enough for the more mature palate. Buy Coolmints anywhere in the friendly green and white packet, fourpence, family tins, 1 and 6. That's right. Have a Coolmint. It's over now to your compere, John Weaving.
Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We proudly bring you the first edition of Under 21.
The first love is always the sweetest love. The first kiss is the best. The whole wide world is an open door. When with you,
so young in heart, so please be kind. We know that youth so eager can be so blind. Be still, be patient. We hope that you will find sweet memories that this tune will bring to mind.
Has she got naughty eyes?
Sure she has a loving way.
That certain party. You know the one I mean.
Sure, I know the one you mean.
That certain party of mine. Naughty eyes.
Turn up nose.
Rosy cheeks.
Pretty close.
What a party. Has she got loving ways?
Sure, she has a loving ways.
That certain party of mine.
Know that little so-and-so and what you call a street.
Right next door to, I forgot his name.
Since we met, I don't know if I'm on my head or feet.
But anyway, love her just the same.
Has she got you know what?
Sure, I have got you know what.
That certain party. Has she got, I forgot.
Yes, I have, but you forgot.
That certain party of mine. You know what? This and that.
And quite a lot.
Not a smarty. Has she got everything?
Sure, I have got everything.
That certain party of mine.
Under 21ers Tony Lamond and Kevin Taylor got together then with a hit tune of the 20s, That Certain Party. Winsome is as winsome does. Yes, it is, in fact, winsome. Winsome Cupsh, seeing things.
afraid of snakes or toads or bugs or worms or mice. And things that girls are scared of, I think are awful nice. I'm pretty brave, I guess. And yet, I hate to go to bed. When I'm tucked up warm and snug, and when my prayers are said, Mother tells me, happy dreams, and takes away the light, and leaves me lying all alone. And seeing things at night. Sometimes they're in the corner. Sometimes they're by the door. Sometimes they're all standing in the middle of the floor. Sometimes they're sitting down. Sometimes they're walking round so softly and so creepy, like they never made a sound. Sometimes they're as black as ink. Other times they're white, but the color makes no difference when you're seeing and things at night. Once when I licked a fella that just moved on our street, and Father set me up to bed with him. Didn't he? I woke up in the dark and saw things standing in a row, looking at me cross-eyed and pointing at me so. Oh, my, I was so scared that night, I never slept a wink. It's almost always when I'm bad that I see things at night. Lucky thing I ain't a girl. I'd be scared to death. Being a boy, I duck my head and hold my breath. And I know so sorry that I'm a naughty boy. And then I promise to be better and say me prayers again. Now, Grandma tells me that the only way to make it right when a fella has been wicked and sees through the night. And so another noise, boys, that takes me into sin. I cry to crush the tender voice that urges me within. And when it's time for supper, or cake is big and nice, I want to, but I do not. Pass my plate for them to eat. No, I'd rather let starvation put me slowly out of sight. That I should keep on living on and seeing the season of night.
Thank you very much, Winsome Gup. With a few moments of sanity that are granted to us, we who are under 21 are frank enough to realize that it is youth that represents the world of the future, and it is age and experience that's given us a world in which we can build a future. And so it is that in all humility, we will bring to the microphone each week, to the under 21 microphone, a personality who we feel has a message for you. Tonight we take great pleasure in introducing Australia's tennis champion, Davis Cup player, Frank Sedgman.
Fellows, when I was asked to do this job, I refused at first. It sounded a little like preaching, and I'm no good at that. Then, when I look back on what success I've had in the field of sport, I found that certain patterns of behaviour brought success, and others, failure. All I can do is to pass that knowledge on to you. There must be something to it, for it's the same in all fields, inside and outside of sports, and in all countries I've visited. First, a man who can't get along with other fellows simply can't get along in the world at all. There are exceptions to this. There are some fellows so ruthless and go ahead, no matter who they hurt, they seem to make a lot of progress. But they win at such a cost, it isn't worth it. So first, you've got to be able to see the other fellow's point of view. Next thing I've proved is that nearly everyone has much more ability than they ever use. That may sound strange, but it's true. I've found that runners, footballers, cricketers, fellows outside of sport nearly always have much more in them than they think. They just don't try enough. They give up striving at a certain point and never get any better. Seems his best and throws in that extra reserve, which everyone has, and really tries hard and still harder, then is a champion in the making. I've never met anyone who wasn't surprised at how much improvement he could effect by really getting down to the job. Now, here's one thing I've learned. When you smack up against what seems the end of the world, well, just relax. It'll work out. Here's another thing which always seems to lead to failure. Never, never get to the position when you think you can't learn from anyone. You can. And here's one thing which I can illustrate from my own sporting experience. It is this. Don't get the slightest bit downhearted by failure. Failure might be the very thing needed to teach you to correct some weakness. When Colin Long and I played in the Australian Doubles Championships in January in 47, we held 3 match points against Quiston Bromwich. And when we lost that match, it was agreed that it cost me a trip overseas with the Davis Cup team. That looked like a heavy defeat, but I got my overseas trip. I've just come back. So don't let an odd failure worry you. I think the game which gave me the greatest fighting skill to date was when I held match points against Ted Schroeder in the last Wimbledon singles series. Went on to win the world singles title, but I enjoyed it because it brought the best out of me. I learned a lot from that match. We all learn from defeat. So, fellows, don't always expect to win. There's as much fun and as many lessons to be learned from losing as from winning. As someone once said, it isn't if you win or lose, but how you play the game.
Thank you, Frank Sageman. Please accept our sincere gratitude for your appearance in Under 21. Right now, I'd like to break into song, and here's one of my favorite ballads, and I hope yours, The Farmer's Pride. Maybe you'd like to hear the tale of how I met with Molly. Why, it were a put-sat-put sale when I was young and jolly. She looked so fine, I, that I'll swear, with ribbons all adorning. I fell in love with her, my dear. And oh, my pretty, the best of all I know. I never spoke an angry word, I know she loves me so. I'll always bless the lucky day I went to Stratford Fair. My eye, I knew that I should like her, and all the years I've had her, sure I've never had to strike her. If she had temper ever chose to strike her, would be with me. I'd turn her out a day or so. She'd come up fine and frisky, my pretty, the best of all I know. With eyes so bright and step so light, I know. And now we have a choice, I'll always let the lovely day that loves in my eyes. You'd like to see her? Well, you shall, tis but a step or two. We'll drink her health in rich dry ale, the best of what it is, my son. My orchard's stay, what that say? Where's missiles? Why, there ain't no missiles. See, my pretty, why so you must know. My body is my only spell, she knows I love her so. Why does my Molly feel girl? My Molly, my own girl. Under 21 now presents what will be a regular weekly feature to encourage new young acting talent. Tonight we present four young players, Tony Lamond, Joy Alston, Bruce Friedman, and Bob Schroeder in a merry piece of nonsense, Phony Sound Studios. Our scene is a film studio, and the great producer is on the phone.
Hello? Sorry, I can't give you any more time. I'll have to hang up. Well, that's my advice, and if you have any more sense, you'll take it. You'd think that fellow Alfred Hitchcock had been in the business long enough to stop worrying me for advice. Now to business. Where's that script girl? I'm surrounded by nitwits.
Did you call for me, boss?
Where have you been?
Meeting your two new stars. Where'd you dig those two up? What price?
Well, you can't get Bogart and Bacall for 15 shillings a week and the share of the profit.
What profit?
Now, don't fess with Tommy Trinder in Bitter Springs.
Now, what did you do in that?
I put the vinegar in the springs to keep them bitter.
Honestly, boss, when did you have anything to do with a good picture?
What about the snake pit?
What did you play? The title role?
And Spring in Park Lane. Whose idea was it to put a pin under Michael Wilding and get more spring into it?
Yours, boss.
And who was it?
Wait. And who was about the Flinders Street subway?
It was the great idea. The Underlanders. Enough! I want action. Where are the two new stars?
I'll get them. Pat, come right in.
Oh, Mr. Shanks, are you ready?
Yes. Yes, producer.
Quiet. Where's your leading man, Miss Bender?
Here he is. Chuck Johnson.
Is your name Chuck Johnson?
Yeah. Like Ben Johnson. Only bigger and better.
Chuck? Ben? What is this? What films have you been in?
Remember Red Shoes?
Yes, yes, of course. Enough of this. You know your part. You are in love. In the moonlight on the banks of a beautiful Yarra. Now give me romance. Cameras, lights, action.
Oh, my love, isn't it romance? The moon and the wind on the waters of the river.
Yes, Belinda. The wind on the Yarra. A poem to remember.
Have you something to say to me, Ralph, my sweet?
Yes, my treasure. I have something to say. I have an offer to make, which I pray you will accept. It concerns something sweet and lovely. And oh, so, so desirable.
Yes, yes. Say it. Say it.
Have a coolness.
Yes, any place, any time. It's a popular phrase. Have a coolmint. A coolmint certainly are the friendly sweet. Whether you're under 21 or over, that crisp, crunchy peppermint and nougat flavor can't fail to please you. Ask for coolmints anywhere in the friendly green and white packet fourpence. Family tins, 1 and 6. That's right. Have a coolmint.
Seasoned performer at 14 is saxophonist Alan Eaton. Here's Alan presenting for Under 21 a smooth arrangement of Melody by Fritz Kreisler. Thank you. Folks, we present another featurette which will form a part of our Under 21 show every week. It is Youth of the Week. In this spot, we present an outstanding youngster whose doings should be known to all to prove that those under 21 can be, and are, worthy citizens of this country. Tonight, we present Les McEwen. Now, Les, I want you to tell the folks just how you make a living.
Anybody who passes the CPA any time knows me. I sell papers there.
And just why did you take on that job, Les?
Well, I come from a working-class family, and I didn't want to be a burden to my mum and dad. So I sold papers after school.
Good for you. And had you any idea of what you'd do with the money, apart from helping the family?
Yes. I knew that opportunities come a fellow's way if you have a few pounds saved up, and I wanted to be prepared.
And what opportunity came your way, Les?
Well, a couple of years back, the landlord who owned the house we lived in died and left it to his daughters. We found it was to be sold, and since we might have to move out, we asked for the first option to buy it.
And what happened then?
We didn't have anything like enough money. I counted all I had, added a few pounds my grandfather had, but we were still about £100 short.
And you carried through these negotiations about the house yourself?
Yes.
And how old were you then, Les?
15.
And what happened?
I went to my employer, Mr. Murray Kelleher, and told him the position, and I asked him would he trust me with a loan of £100.
At 15? Did you get it?
Yes, I did.
Now, Les, you're 15, you say. Well, tell us in your own words, just how did this venture of yours turn out?
Mr. Kelleher lent me the money with no interest. I bought the house, and since then it's been paid off. Mum owns it outright now, and she's tickled to death. And also I've paid the £100 back to Mr. Kelleher, and I'm saving for a car to take the family to the bush in the weekends, and very shortly I'll have the car too.
At 15, he organized the loan, brought a house for his mother, paid it off, repaid the loan, and now he's after a car. Do you wonder that we present newspaper boy Les McEwen as the Youth of the Week?
As we near the close of the first edition of Under 21, Griffith Sweets, makers of Cool Mints, sincerely hope you've enjoyed the efforts of these stars of tomorrow to entertain you. Remember, for a sweet that is entertaining, enjoyable at all times, have a Cool Mint. Cool Mints certainly are the sweets that appeal to all ages. That delightful peppermint and nougat flavor just can't fail to please. Buy Cool Mints anywhere. Look for that friendly green and white packet fourpence. Economical family-sized tins are 1 and 6. So, pep up the friendly way. Have a Cool Mint.
The Teenagers Choir, 8 voices in harmony, sing under the direction of Tom Davidson, Irving Berlin's Easter Parade. So young in heart, so please be kind. We know that youth so eager can be so blind. But thank you for listening. We hope that we will find next week, same time, same station, you'll keep us well in mind. Is presented from 3Us at every Wednesday night at 8:30 by Griffith Sweets, the makers of Toulmin. That's right.
Have a Toulmin.